In the fog-shrouded dawn of August 22, 1914, a young German lieutenant led his platoon through the Belgian village of Blade. As visibility improved, he spotted 15 to 20 French soldiers casually drinking coffee in the road, completely unaware of his presence. Rather than fetching reinforcements, he made an instantaneous decision. With just 3 men at his side, he opened fire from 20 yards, killing several instantly while others scrambled for cover. In the ensuing close-quarters firefight, he exchanged shots with a Frenchman mere yards away, finally hitting his opponent after a tense exchange. This baptism of fire for Lieutenant Erwin Rommel revealed the qualities that would define his military career: aggressive initiative, personal courage, and tactical opportunism. The Belgian campaign taught him that modern combat required increased dispersion, immediate entrenchment, and thorough reconnaissance. When his regiment suffered 25% officer casualties that day, he observed firsthand how quickly the realities of war could shatter peacetime assumptions. What's striking about Rommel's early experiences is how quickly he adapted. While many officers clung to outdated doctrines, he immediately recognized the deadly mathematics of machine guns and artillery. A single shell could wipe out 2 entire squads caught bunched in the open, a lesson in dispersion and concealment that would influence his approach to deploying forces throughout his career. By 1915, Rommel had developed a distinctive tactical approach, emphasizing infiltration over frontal assault. During one operation, he moved his company through communication trenches, assembled just 100 yards ahead, then charged forward. They pursued fleeing French soldiers through 3 defensive lines without a single casualty. After establishing a foothold at Central, they found themselves surrounded with ammunition running low. Ordered to withdraw without support, Rommel faced 2 poor options: retreat through a narrow passage under heavy fire with likely 50% casualties, or surrender after depleting ammunition. Instead, Rommel chose a third option: attack. Though outnumbered, he knew French infantry consistently broke under assault. His reserve platoon drove right, recaptured a blockhouse, and pushed forward. As the enemy broke, they withdrew through wire entanglements with minimal casualties. This exemplifies Rommel's signature style. When caught between bad options, he changed the dynamics by finding a third way. This refusal to accept problems as given became his hallmark in both trench warfare and later desert campaigns. The harsh Romanian mountains severely tested Rommel's leadership. In October 1916, his battalion occupied Hill 1794 during heavy rain that became a cloudburst at nightfall. Soaked and unable to light fires with wet pine, they bivouacked at 4,950 feet, enduring a freezing night. When a blizzard hit the next day, Sector Command threatened court-martial if they withdrew, ignoring Captain Gosler's pleas. By morning, 40 men needed evacuation for frostbite. Only after 90% required medical treatment were they finally relieved. This brutal introduction to mountain warfare taught Rommel the importance of proper equipment and realistic operational planning, lessons he later applied to desert warfare logistics. The experience deepened his commitment to his men's welfare, strengthening trust bonds that enhanced his unit's effectiveness. How often do today's leaders push forward despite clear warning signs? Rommel learned that respecting environmental conditions wasn't weakness, but essential to preserving fighting strength for battles that mattered. In summer 1917, Rommel fought for Mount Cosna on the Romanian front. Despite an arm wound, he personally positioned machine guns before the assault. During the attack, he was wounded again, yet maintained command, captured the hill, and organized its defense. The next day, despite injuries, he led 6 companies against Mount Cosna itself. Moving through dense forest, they slipped between enemy sentries undetected. With communication lines cut, Rommel ordered a precise attack sequence: silent approach, 30 seconds of machine gun fire, then silent breakthrough. When faced with fierce resistance and enemy counterattacks with artillery support, Rommel deployed his last reserves in a surprise flanking maneuver, forcing the Romanians to abandon their position. Most remarkable was Rommel's mental clarity under extreme stress. His ability to make rational decisions while wounded and under fire demonstrated the exceptional discipline that distinguished him from ordinary officers. October 1917 saw Rommel's battalion join the offensive against Italian positions along the Isonzo River. His column advanced stealthily through rain, seizing positions from the rear as defenders surrendered. Rather than waiting for counterattacks, Rommel prepared his own offensive, coordinating artillery and positioning machine guns before launching assaults. He led four companies down a camouflaged ridge toward Ravna with extraordinary speed, capturing bewildered Italians who had no time to resist. The next day, despite heavy fire, he outmaneuvered the Italians by leading teams behind their position, catching them by surprise. An entire regiment, 37 officers and 1,000 men, surrendered. Without pausing, Rommel continued toward Mount Matajur with just 100 riflemen and 6 machine gun crews. When they encountered another regiment, he attacked from an unexpected direction, prompting 1,200 more men to surrender. In just 52 hours, his small detachment had defeated 5 Italian regiments, capturing 150 officers, 9,000 men, and 81 guns. This exemplifies effective leadership, maintaining momentum when others would pause, recognizing opportunities others miss, and pursuing bold solutions with limited resources. After their breakthrough, Rommel's battalion pursued retreating Italian forces across northern Italy on horseback and bicycles. They faced the formidable Vajont Ravine, a 2-mile gorge with 400 to 600-foot vertical walls and a bridge 500 feet above a mountain stream. When they found the enemy had destroyed a bridge spanning a lateral gulch, they climbed across the chasm and raced to the main Vajont Bridge. There, their cyclists engaged an Italian demolition crew. At another rigged bridge, Rommel had Sergeant Bruckner cut wires while others removed fuses, preserving this crucial crossing. After several skirmishes and withstanding a major Italian counterattack with artillery, they reached Longarone, where an entire Italian division, over 10,000 men, surrendered. They captured 200 machine guns, 18 mountain cannon, and hundreds of vehicles and pack animals, while suffering only 6 dead and 21 wounded. This pursuit showed how Rommel's relentless pressure prevented retreating forces from establishing effective defenses, despite being significantly outnumbered. Rommel's experiences revealed that well-led soldiers achieve extraordinary results when pushed beyond normal endurance, with enemy forces often collapsing from psychological rather than physical defeat. Infantry attack's core lesson concerns mindset, not tactics. Rommel consistently rejected conventional limitations, improving impossible positions, attacking when ordered to retreat, and creating impressions of strength through boldness when outnumbered. This problem-solving approach extends beyond military applications. In business, relationships, or personal challenges, we typically accept problem parameters as fixed. Rommel challenges us to seek unexpected angles, maintain momentum when others hesitate, and recognize psychological factors often outweigh material ones. This explains the book's broad influence. It's not merely a tactical manual, it's a testament to human ingenuity under pressure, demonstrating that leadership means taking responsibility rather than making excuses, and proving initiative and courage can overcome seemingly impossible odds.